We enter in September with a blood shortage. The American Red Cross is reporting an urgent need for blood. To get some details on that and how you can help out, and really what the story is today, is Divisional Chief Medical Officer for the American Red Cross, Dr. Baya Lasky. Dr. Lasky, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. Can you give us the numbers or the state of the blood supply right now in the U.S.?
Yes, the American Red Cross is experiencing a national blood shortage, and we have an emergency need for type O blood and platelet donations of all types. We have seen a nearly 25% drop in our national blood supply, and we are very challenged in being able to collect a sufficient number of blood products. Right now, we need to collect about 10,000 additional blood products each week over the next month to meet hospital and patient needs.
What is the reason for not being able to, the lack of the supply, and I guess where is the demand going right now? So two parts to that.
Yes. So we're seeing one of the busiest travel seasons on record. We are in the middle of back-to-school activities, and all of that paired with an uptick in severe climate-driven disasters have created a very challenging situation in being able to collect a sufficient amount of blood products. In the meantime, hospital demand is as strong as ever, and we see that across the nation.
When someone is donating blood, does it stay locally? How far does it travel? If it's, if there's a need in one area, how does some place that maybe has more supply can help out?
The American Red Cross does maintain a national inventory. So generally when we're collecting blood, it does tend to stay locally. But when particular areas are maybe impacted by severe weather, we are able to move the blood around to help support those needs. But that really just means that for in areas that are not impacted, it's that much more important for individuals to continue to come out and donate to be able to support the demand across the country.
When we've talked locally, they've always mentioned that there's always a need for blood because of just regular use of in the hospital for what's needed. But then when you get sort of tragedies or some sort of a disasters, that's what kind of amps things up and really is the call out for people to donate. Give us an insight as to how the blood products can impact patients, how they're used and really how it's really needed for them.
Yes. So there are a variety of reasons why patients might need blood. About 4 million people in the United States will require blood every year. So it's very likely that you know somebody who is alive today because of a blood transfusion. That could be because of a car accident or a trauma requiring very large volumes of blood. Cancer patients may be transfusion dependent for the duration of their therapy. Individuals with sickle cell disease may be transfusion dependent for their lifetime. So a number of reasons, someone was going to require blood every 2 seconds. So the need for blood is constant, and that is something that the community may not see.
Talking this morning with Dr. Baya Lasky, the Divisional Chief Medical Officer for the American Red Cross. You can always go to redcrossblood.org to get details and to help out as well. You mentioned the sickle cell. It is Sickle Cell Awareness Month. Tell us a little bit more about that disease, how it impacts, and really how the blood supply is really needed for individuals with that.
Yes. So in the United States, it's estimated that about 100,000 people have sickle cell disease. It's one of the most common inherited blood disorders, and individuals with the disease may require regular transfusions, both to manage their extreme pain as well as life-threatening complications. And 1 in 3 African-American blood donors is a match for patients with sickle cell disease. And so because blood cannot be stockpiled or manufactured, it only comes from generous donors. So we are really encouraging more people of all races and ethnicities to come donate. It's really the diversity of our blood donors that supports a diverse patient population.
You mentioned at the start the need for blood, all types of blood. Blood, the O type O is the one that's sort of universal, right? But any individual has the blood can be matched up with somebody who has a similar blood type. If people want to donate, get more information to see what's going on with the blood supply, where's a good place to get some details on that?
Visit us at redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. If you're healthy and eligible, you can make an appointment and make an appointment again for blood, for platelets. Like you said, O positive and O negative for red cells are in very high demand, platelets of all types. And we really encourage people, come out and donate. We really need you right now.